The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. You're listening to the Morning Answer Daily Podcast with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield. Welcome back to the Morning Answer with Jen and Grant.
Jen and Grant, Senator Portantino of Glendale has a gun bill that he wants to take all firearms away from the legal citizens. It's Senate Bill 1160. I believe if you could just take a peek at it. Thank you.
We're listening to you on our 24-hour comment line. Leave us a message at 877-590-5843. That's 877-590-5843. It's the Morning Answer.
Yes, it is. Thank you for joining us on a Wednesday here on the Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And just full disclosure, we are smelling smoke in our building right now. But you know what? I'm a team player. And I've been so excited to talk to Riverside County DA Mike Hestrin that I'm just going to wait till the fire alarm goes off before I evacuate. But that's how much I love this guy. So let's welcome back to the Morning Answer someone who will be starring front and center at our Unite IE Conservative Summit. District Attorney for Riverside County, Mike Hestrin, is here. You can give him a follow on X at @DA_Mike Hestrin and get your tickets today. AM870.info, AM590.info for our Conservative Summit coming up April 7th. DA Hestrin, welcome back to the Morning Answer.
Thanks. Great to be here.
All right. So let's jump into it because there is going to be a lot to talk about on April 7th, including what your office has done in terms of the fentanyl crisis. You are one of the great DAs. We are not so lucky in LA County, DA Hestrin, but... I'm just going to throw that out there because we all know. But you've been doing a great job in Riverside, and one of your top initiatives, I know, is a fentanyl crisis. Tell us what you've been doing and how that's been affecting Riverside County.
So the main thing we've been doing is about 3 years ago, we started charging fentanyl dealers with murder when they kill their clients. And, you know, we've charged 34 dealers with murder so far. And more to come. We've got a task force. Our sheriff, myself and the sheriff partnered, created a task force. Every fentanyl-related death in Riverside County is investigated as a potential murder. And that's just been critical. What that has done, the result of that, and I, of course, my critics are going to take issue with this, but I'm telling you that, you know, the drug dealers know what's happening, and we're hearing on wires, when we have investigators up on wires, or we hear from phone calls in the jail, they try to stay out of Riverside County, and they say so to one another when they think no one's listening.
So are you telling me,
do this in Riverside County,
District Attorney Mike Hestrin, are you telling me that the prisoners in jail are not tattooing Hestrin on their face like they tattoo Gascon on their face?
No, I don't think I'm one of their favorites. I think. Nope, I don't think so.
We might. To have a DA like you in LA County, I might actually tattoo your name.
Count me out on that one. I love Hestrin, but I'm not tattooing it on my face.
Right across the forehead. No, it is pretty amazing, though, that it matters that you actually prosecute crimes. We talked to Jason Anderson yesterday, who's going to be on the panel with you at Unite IE. But last week, we talked to Todd Spitzer, who's put up these billboards saying, we actually prosecute crimes in Orange County. And he shouted you guys out. And of course, I know what a great job you're doing. But he said it's really difficult because LA creates this sense of lawlessness, and then the other counties kind of have to deal with it. He said his smash and grabs, I think, out of 140 of them in Orange County, like only one of them was actually committed by someone from Orange County. So you've got all these people coming in from LA because of that sense of lawlessness. Do you feel that too in Riverside?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Many of our crimes are committed by folks coming in from other counties. And, you know, a lot of times they don't know. They think, hey, it's the same everywhere in California. You know, we can get away with everything. There's no punishment. And they're shocked when they come to our Riverside County that, well, I can't believe that this is happening here. You know, we hear this from the courts, right? So the attorneys will come in and And my prosecutors go in and tell them what we're going to do, and these are the charges. And the attorneys are shocked. Oh, in L.A. we get this. So our response is, hey, tell your client to stay in L.A.
Thanks.
Have you managed to adjudicate any of these cases through the court system? 34 people charged with murder. Has there been any convictions of murder?
There has. So we've had two of the cases go to trial. One of the cases came back with the jury returned a second degree murder conviction, and that's all we can charge is up to a second degree murder. So they returned the max that we were asking for. Another jury came back with a manslaughter charge, which is a lesser but still a homicide, and so still significant punishment. And then we've pled out of the 34 cases, we've pled out nine. For manslaughter. And that, you know, some of that is just, there are some that are, you know, less, I guess, criminal culpability goes with the conduct. So for example, if the person who furnished the drug to the victim, it was not a hardcore drug dealer, but just sort of, you know, gave this to someone that two users, we will typically plead that out for a lesser. And I think that's appropriate. But when it's someone who's doing this, making a living, and don't, you know, they don't care. The people they kill are just collateral damage. That's a murder.
Absolutely. DA Mike Hestron is here. You can give him a follow on X at DA underscore Mike Hestron. You can follow the office at Rivco DA. He'll be at our Unite IE Conservative Summit, am590.info, am870.info for tickets. One of the things that you've been doing, DA Hestron, I know, is prioritizing victims. We don't see that in LA County. In fact, George Gascon does not even allow his prosecutors to go through hearings with victims of crime. What are you doing in Riverside County to make sure that they're being lifted up more than the criminals?
You know, everything we can do. I mean, first of all, we fight in the courts every day for victims. We make sure that they have a voice. My prosecutors every day are going with victims to court and making sure that the victims get to speak directly to the judge, as they have a right to do under California's Constitution. And then, you know, we never stop. So just as you said, cases come back years later for parole hearings. My prosecutors go with victims to those parole hearings to make sure that, you know, that their voice is being heard even years later. We just had a case where, a five-time rapist has been granted parole, and we're fighting that in the courts right now. And you know, to their credit, there was a rehearing granted based on some evidence that the victims provided. So, you know, there are little wins that we get in California, but it's tough out there. The laws are not, they're definitely stacked against victims.
Are you amazed at what's happening in Sacramento? And it seems to just get worse and worse. Every day that goes by, there's another wacky law that's being passed or overturning some law that was helpful to prosecute criminals. What's your message to the folks up in Sacramento?
You know, you're absolutely right. I'm amazed every day that Sacramento focuses on the well-being and the interest of criminal defendants, lawbreakers. And they pass laws, and they're constantly worried about how this is going to affect people that break the laws, never once considering how it affects law-abiding people who just go about trying to live their life and get victimized through no fault, no choice of their own. And my message to them is pretty simple. It's time to wake up. Wake up. Do your job. Your job is to protect the law-abiding citizens, the property of people in this state. And they just completely failed, completely failed the people of this state. And I just honestly, I hope they wake up or they get thrown out.
Simple. Absolutely. And it starts with us. I mean, that's why I think it's so important. I believe, DA, you are supporting the amendment to Prop 47, that petition circulating. You still have an opportunity to sign that. But these are the kinds of things that we can do as good law-abiding citizens to fight back against the craziness that comes to us from Sacramento and our elected officials, sadly. Thanks so much for being with us. DA Mike Hestron is here. Give him a follow at DA underscore Mike Hestron, and he will see us all in Ontario, the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, Ontario Airport, April 7th. Get your tickets at am590.info, am870.info. And DA Hestron, we can't wait to see you soon.
All right, we'll see you there.
Thank you so much for being with us. All right, as we continue, we'll check in with our buddy Joel Pollack from Breitbart as your Wednesday Morning Answer continues.
Breaking news and expert commentary. This is The Morning Answer with Jen and Grant.
Yes, it is. Thank you for joining us here on The Morning Answer Wednesday edition. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And the guy, you know what? Sometimes we talk about some very serious things, but he has the best intro music on the entire station. Joel Pollack is here. He is a senior editor at large at Breitbart. You can check him out, Breitbart.com, and give him a follow at Joel Pollack. He's one of our answer experts. Joel, good morning to you.
Good morning. That is really good music. If you're driving, just remember to keep both your hands on the wheel.
That's right. You don't want it. Safety first.
Yeah. How did that Duran become Duran. Joel's music, by the way?
Because he's a Duran Duran fanatic. Hello. Oh.
I love Duran Duran. It's just the happiest, peppiest music. Even their sad ballads are all songs about a wonderful time that we had last night together and that we're going to have again later on today. It's just wonderful music.
I would think that Joel is a lot younger than I am, and Duran Duran reminds me of junior high. That was my
really
83, right?
Joel's what is it, Joel? Much younger
82,
than you are.
Something like that, 80, 81, 82.
Well, here's what happened. Duran Duran had their peak in the 80s, and then they had a comeback in the early 90s with a couple of hits. And so I was too young to really enjoy them. I knew all the songs, but I was 5 or 6 years old in the mid-80s. But by the time they came around in the mid-90s, early to mid-90s, I was a junior in high school. And I took my friends to the Duran Duran concert at Northwestern University. And it was one of the greatest shows I'd ever seen in my entire life. And it was just awesome. I mean, 80s nostalgia was never better than in the early 90s when they were still young enough to really play and rock out. And that just stayed with me. So the 1980s never left. And by the way, on a more serious note, slightly more serious, I explained to my wife, who was born in 1987, that what the Trump years felt like in around 2018, 2019 is what I remember the 80s feeling like as a kid. The country was rocking and rolling, and I think that's what people want to get back to.
Yeah.
And when people say the economy is bad or they don't believe we're on the right track, they're not talking about a specific statistic. They're talking about a feeling. It shouldn't be that the Duran Duran music in my intro is so different to everything else you're experiencing in your day, but that's where we are.
I think you're right. It kind of remember, it just brings you back to a time that was like better than the times that we're living through in many ways, not in all ways, of course. But I guess that's probably where we should jump in, because I always love to look at Breitbart. I tell everybody to go to Breitbart.com every day. Now, this is not your story, but it does catch the attention with those great headlines that Senator Raphael Warnock, Joel, said that we can only defeat Hamas with the power of love. Now, if you read into the story, you see that he said we need to disrupt Hamas's mindset. Both sides love their kids, yada, yada. What's going on here between that and the UN Security Council, the U.S. abstaining from a vote there? I mean, there is such a shift on the left to just like Looney Tunesville. What's happening?
Well, he's right. You can only defeat Hamas with the power of love. And it's because they love their kids that Israeli moms and dads are going to the front, are leaving their jobs behind, leaving their families behind, and going to war so that their kids will not have to suffer the fear of terrorism from Hamas. And it's about time that Palestinians, both in the region and abroad, decided that they have a love for their kids that is just as strong, which means they have to stand up to Hamas. They have to stand up to this extremism. They need a better future. They need to fight for a better future and not a better past. So I think he's right. What maybe I suspect he left out of that statement is that sometimes love means doing what you have to do to defend your family, and sometimes that means eliminating the people who hate you. And that's what Israel is doing in Gaza. You know, I did a story this morning. I was on a press conference with the Israeli government spokesman. Israel had to go back to Shifa Hospital in Gaza because Hamas restarted operations there. Wow. And Israel killed 170 terrorists and they arrested 500. And there was not one civilian casualty. There was not one doctor, patient, nurse, orderly, staff member who was harmed in any way at the hospital while Israel was carefully going after the terrorists, killing 170 of them. That's love. That's when you go there to fight the people who are trying to kill your family, but you take care of the people who are most vulnerable. So I think Warnock is right. Love is the answer. I don't know that Democrats quite understand the fullness of what love means. Love means standing up for the people you love, and you shouldn't have to apologize for caring about those people more than other people. We don't have to apologize for caring about Americans more than migrants who are coming across our border. Love means loving the people closest to you the most, because that's what love means. You can't love the entire world, otherwise you love nobody.
Well, this comes on the heels of the U.S. abstaining on a ceasefire vote, which really is like turning your back on Israel, if anything was. What do you make of that vote?
That vote was the second craziest thing to happen in Biden administration foreign policy this week. The United States changed its policy. Basically, the U.S. abstained, allowing this awful resolution backed by Russia and China to pass, which delinked a ceasefire from a hostage deal, basically adopting the Hamas position that the war has to end before they give up their hostages. Previously, last week, the U.S. was still saying, no, you're only going to get a ceasefire if you release the hostages. The U.S. backtracked on that. Now they're trying to claim they didn't, but everybody can see they did. That's why Hamas is celebrating, Russia is celebrating, China is celebrating, Iran is celebrating, South Africa is celebrating. All the people who hate Israel are celebrating this U.N. resolution that Biden allowed to pass. But it's only the second funniest or dumbest story to come out of the Biden foreign policy shop. Yesterday, this is the number one worst and funniest story. Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, condemned Venezuela for not allowing the opposition candidate to run in the 2024 presidential election. I thought that was so funny.
Would you like a dose of hypocrite tea, Karine?
I mean, she said every candidate has the right to run. Well, okay.
Yeah,
you
great.
Tell that to yourself and the other people in the Democratic Party. The White House never spoke out against Democrats trying to kick Donald Trump off the ballot. Now there are stories Democrats are trying to kick the third party candidates off the ballot.
Kennedy, right.
Yeah, Kennedy and Shanahan. Shanahan's on the left, by the way, his new vice presidential pick. So the Biden people are very worried. They're going to do everything they can to boot all the other candidates off the ballot, but they're going to condemn Venezuela for doing the same thing.
This is what I was talking about with Grant yesterday when it comes to Kennedy, because, you know, he says, well, who cares, Shanahan, who cares? This lady is very far left. She donated to George Gascon's campaign hundreds of thousands of dollars. She is way out there. And I actually think this is great news if you're a Trump supporter and want to see him back in the White House, because maybe those Democrats, Joel, who don't like Biden's stance on Israel, we're talking about like the 100,000 in Michigan, maybe they look at someone like Kennedy because he's got this lefty now on the ticket with him. And this is an even easier way to steal, well, not steal, but strip
maybe,
votes
maybe
away
Kennedy
from Joe Biden.
Kennedy made a deal with Trump. I'll hire the most liberal
that's what it feels
vice
like.
President, and then, you know what, I'll take votes from Biden, then you give me a little cabinet spot.
I would not rule that out. In fact, I think it's probably likely that if Trump wins the election because Kennedy spoils it for Biden in a number of crucial states, that Kennedy will, in fact, have either a cabinet position or significant say in the policies of the Trump administration. And that's going to be very interesting to watch. Obviously, impossible
I wouldn't hate
to make
it.
Predictions.
But, yeah, I wouldn't hate it, but I think that it's not out of the realm of possibility. That's for sure.
Put him in charge of NIH.
Right? Can
yeah,
you imagine?
How about making sure there's free speech on the internet? I mean, he's a
That's
big
perfect.
Advocate of free speech.
Yeah, I think that would be perfect for him. That's a great thing. And yeah, no, I absolutely think I think people are starting to think maybe they're working together a little bit. They don't seem to take too many shots at each other.
I would just like to tell you and Joel that I think this is a great idea.
Oh, boy.
And I would be so happy.
He has a medical condition,
for
Grant.
President Trump.
Sebastian Gorka.
Oh, no. I guess I'll have to work on my
Chaos
Amy Klobuchar or something. Joel, thanks so much for being with us. Give him a follow right now at Joel Pollack. And he's with us every week here on The Answer. Joel, thank you. Guys, if you are looking to sell your house, maybe you are you're moving, you're downsizing, you've got a house to sell, maybe you've inherited something, sell it the easy way with our friends over at Seller's Advantage. They do some amazing stuff. You don't have to contact an agent. They don't do any annoying walkthroughs. You don't have to do any of those silly repairs to get your house ready to go on the market. Seller's Advantage comes into your house. They give you a cash offer, a competitive price, and they do it right away. So you don't have to wait around for days or weeks, months. You're just in and you're out.
Let me guess.
What?
Process is super fast.
I think so.
Super easy.
Yep.
They come in to make you an offer. You say yes. You get the money, and you're on down the road to your next dream house, maybe you're leaving the country. I don't know where you're going, but you're on
going
the way.
Going to Diddy's private island, maybe.
Maybe a private island, yeah. Whatever it might be. You got the house sold, and you're on your way. And the best part is you save money. You didn't have to pay an agent. That's 6%.
Yep.
Because you know what I think about real estate agents?
Right.
They're going the way of travel agents, man.
Well, and don't forget, also, there's this new ruling, and there's upheaval. This happened last week where the commission's going to be a whole different structure now. So you don't even have to deal with any of that. You just go to Seller's Advantage. It's easy. 888-421-AS-IS. 888-421-AS-IS. You can go online, sellersadvantage.com. That's sellersadvantage.com.
DRE number 1096-1658. What are you laughing at?
As we continue, we will hear from Chairman Joe on the Baltimore Bridge collapse as your Wednesday Morning Answer continues.
Welcome back to the Morning Answer with Jen and Grant.
Joe said the middle class built this country. I'm confused because I heard the slaves built this country. So someone let me know what's going on.
Pick up the phone anytime, day or night, and let Jen and Grant know what's on your mind. Leave us a message at 877-590-5843. That's 877-590-5843. It's the Morning Answer.
These are all great questions posed by our caller there. I think that was James in Garden Grove. Thanks for joining us. Wednesday edition of the Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And guys, if you're new to the program or if you're an old pro, you know that 7:38 brings us to the Biden Basement Briefing.
This is the daily Biden Basement Briefing.
Come on. Whoa, 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 whoa. Come on. Yeah, one final question, right. Come on, man. Hey, look, wait, hold on a second, please. Come on, man.
All right. Yesterday, we heard from Chairman Joe about the Baltimore Bridge collapse. And, of course, this would be close to his heart, right? He's a Maryland guy. And this is what he had to say.
Before you play this.
Yeah, sure.
I just want to set it up by saying you expect a steady hand.
You do.
From a leader. You expect someone to bring calmness and peace.
That's why I've been complimenting the governor, Wes Moore.
Yeah, you have. And he's a Democrat. But you've been complimenting.
And what did I say? I said, I know this guy would not line up with me at all ideologically, but I'd rather listen to him talk about a disaster than like a Gavin Newsom, type. He is calming.
So when you play this, just always realize Joe Biden can always find a way to botch a speech.
And lie a little bit, too.
And lie a little
bit. Yeah. So here is Joe Biden from yesterday.
We're going to rebuild that port together. This was a terrible accident. At this time, we have no other indication, no other reason to believe there's any intentional act here.
Okay, so I'm not going to take him apart for that. He wants to make sure the country knows it wasn't terrorism. It's just an accident. We're going to fix it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
At about 1:30, a container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times commuting from the state of Delaware to our trainer by car. Oh. Been in Baltimore Harbor many times.
Okay, here's a problem, however. There are no train tracks on the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Why does he always have to try to make up a lie about how he relates to something tragic that happened?
Don't know. But, he had somebody's got a fire problem. Well, so did he. Somebody's got a problem with their car. His Corvette's got the same issue.
You know what I call this?
President Trump had classified document problems. Now he's got them.
I call this a one-upperstein.
This is a one-upperstein.
That's what he does. He always wants to one-up everything. Mm-hmm. Well, I was on that bridge. I took the train across the bridge. No, you didn't. There's no trains on
no
that
train
bridge.
Track. And if you did take a train, it's a big problem.
Yeah.
Okay. A little more.
It's my intention. We will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge. And I expect the Congress to support my effort. It's going to take some time.
Can you pause it for a second?
Yes, because I have stuff to say, too. So go ahead.
Why is it the United States' role to pay for the entire cost of
that
bridge?
Thank you. Okay, and here's what I want him to say. We are going to free up resources to make sure that recovery is as quick as possible, but we are going to look into this, and we are going to make sure we are combining the effort of the state of Maryland, the federal government, and perhaps investigate responsibility by the cargo ship company as well. Hello? This is not hard.
Does the cargo company not have insurance?
I mean, this is not difficult. You don't just say, well, we're going to take care of everything. Tell people that you're going to actually free up, the red tape, essentially, and you're going to bring people together.
I believe, is it 695? Is that the interstate?
Yeah.
I believe that is a federal interstate.
So that's their problem.
Okay, so there is a role for federal money here. One of the few things that government is supposed to do is provide for the free flow of commerce. That would mean providing transportation, roads, those kind of infrastructure. That's government's role. But it doesn't mean it has to be solely the federal government. This cargo ship had a horrific accident happen, but they have insurance. They should have to pay for some of this bridge.
Agreed.
If not all of it.
Agreed. So we're on the same page in that. When I heard it, it's like the hair just bristles.
Let the government pay for everything.
And by the way, also, if you're paying for everything, how about working on your mic? Because every time this guy speaks, he's already a mush mouth. It's terrible to listen to him. And then you get this. He sounds like he's the Peanuts teacher.
I'm like an accountant, so. Every step of the way.
If you love spending money, improve your microphone quality.
Improve your microphone.
Get one of the Shures. Those are my favorites.
Do you think it would be bad if I – well, no, I can't do this.
What?
Well, I had a real solution to Joe Biden's speaking problems, and it's so cheap. But we'll just put a piece of duct tape over his mouth.
Oh, that would be so much better.
Then you'd be done with it.
All right. Well, I guess one of the reporters in the room had the same idea questioning. Maybe he would just go whack, 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 a little duct tape.
Did any of the reporters say there's no trains on that bridge?
No, but they did say the ship appears to be at fault. Should there be any, should be some responsibility for the company?
The federal government's also going to pay for the repairs. I'm just curious. This was a ship that appears to be at fault. Is there any reason to believe that the company behind the ship should be held responsible? And then also,
we're going to pay for it to get the bridge rebuilt and opened.
What did he say?
We're going to get the bridge rebuilt. And then...
I'm not going to take a lot of questions.
Okay.
The remaining issues that are open that we got to determine.
He's just so exhausted from taking so many questions.
The rest commission and the like, but I'll...
Do you plan to go to Baltimore, sir, and if so, how quickly?
I do, and as quickly as I can.
Oh, I'm sure. As quickly as he can. They said, are you going to go to Baltimore? And he said, as quickly as I can, which if you're in East Palestine, Ohio, well, you're probably like, okay, well, that's about, a year and a month.
Palestine was a much different situation than this. I don't think there's any reason for him to go.
Okay, but here's what I think.
I mean, what are you going to do? Stand there and say, oh, look at that in the water.
You're going to shake hands. He lives right down the street. My God, get over there. He's the president. Just go take a look.
I'm sure you can stop by on your way to
Rehoboth. That's what I'm saying. It's down the street. Go shake a hand and get out of here. You can go to the swing states. Oy.
Oy.
Oy. And instead he sends the world's worst transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg.
Did you hear the soundbite? We should find it. I played it. What did I do? No, I did it on social media where Pete Buttigieg claims that you've got racist bridges and tunnels
of
now.
Course
racist
you do.
Bridges and tunnels.
We've got that for you. In fact, and then I will tell you why I think he is the worst transportation secretary on the planet ever in history.
I would like to hear that.
There's a whole litany of reasons. Okay, yes, Dan?
I found it if you want to
play
it.
No, we have the audio. When we come back, right, I just did the tease. Yeah, there you go. All right. But first, I want to tell you guys about Rescue Roofing because these guys – I just had a chat with somebody yesterday, and they said, we have so many great supporters of this show. And I say I hear a lot of people who want to talk about Midas Gold Group or about California Physicians Group. But I think lately, by and large –
Patriot Mobile.
By and large, Rescue Roofing, I mean – a lot of people have been calling Rescue Roofing because it's been raining so much. I mean, it's been crazy. People's leaky roofs are giving them fits at night. And
they'll rescue your roof.
This is exactly it. So I want to tell you, if you need to get your roof fixed, if you've got a leak, there's another storm coming this weekend, call Rescue Roofing Construction today. Don't wait around. The owner is fabulous. His name is Greg. He and his wife started Rescue Roofing when they saw the terrible games and tricks that other roofing companies use to overcharge homeowners. With Rescue Roofing, there's no waiting, no games, no gimmicks, no surprise change orders. They offer warranties on both the materials and the labor to give you peace of mind. And they have payment plans too that start as low as just $85 a month. And they have discounts for military and first responders. There is nothing worse than a pesky leak that keeps you up at night and will eventually cause major damage, even mold, in your home, office, or business. So here's a solution. Call or text Greg and his team. Rescue Roofing is a place to schedule your free inspection and estimate. 323-366-9500. That's 323-366-9500. Rescue Roofing. The no change change order contractor, go online, myrescueroofer.com, or 323-366-9500, 323-366-9500 for Rescue Roofing. As we continue, Mayor Pete, best or worst transportation secretary, as your Wednesday Morning Answer continues.
It's the Morning Answer with Jen and Grant.
I was having dinner with President Trump, just him and I. It may be hard for you to believe.
Okay, you would.
Yes, he would. So, good one.
You found the Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
Thanks for joining us on your Wednesday Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And you are all invited to cruise with me, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Mike Gallagher, Katie Gorka, Chris DeGaulle. We are going to Alaska for the Patriots Alaska Cruise. If you've been thinking about it, don't wait. June 29th is when we leave. It's coming sooner and sooner. We've got about a month left to get these rooms booked, and we want you to be on board with us. I think already 300 and something cabins are booked. So this is going to be fun. We're going to have a great time. See the beauty of Alaska on a five-star cruise line. Holland America, the Eurodam ship, is truly amazing. The amenities, the food, it's all included, and it's great. So get on it. PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com right now, PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com, or our website, AM590.info or AM870.info, and click on the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. Now, Stinch, we were just talking before the break about Joe Biden, how he kind of steps in every time he says anything. And, of course, this is in reference to the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Now, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who I think is the worst transportation secretary we've ever had in this country.
Okay.
And I have reasons. I don't just say this lightly.
Can you name me another transportation secretary?
Sure. Elaine Chao.
Oh, good. Man, I thought I'd nail her. And you know I don't like quizzes.
Suck it!
Name me another one.
So anyway. okay. No, for seriously now. Seriously,
he is the worst in history.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Do you want me to tell you? Let's just set context. So he goes to Baltimore. He's out there. At least he showed up because, you know, it took him a little bit, a couple of days to get to Ohio after the train derailment. He gets out there and then it kind of comes back. This is not a new clip, but this is something that Pete had put up on, I think, on his social media accounts or something. Take a listen to what he says. Maybe this is what was at play when this bridge collapsed. It was upset.
If an underpass was constructed such that a bus carrying mostly black and Puerto Rican kids to a beach, or that would have been, in New York, was designed too low for it to pass by, that obviously reflects racism that went into those design choices. I don't think we have anything to lose by confronting that simple reality. And I think we have everything to gain by acknowledging it and then dealing with it, which is why the Reconnecting Communities, that $1 billion, is something we want to get to work right away.
Here's the problem.
You know what? I got it. That bridge was racist. That's why all the Guatemalans and the Hondurans and the people that were on that bridge, they're all from other places. It just dumped them into the water.
Do you think the other problem is that the bridge you talk about doesn't exist? There's no bridge that blocks black and Hispanic kids from getting to the beach. Right?
It's insanity.
It's insanity. It's a fantasy world.
I don't know. It's a stretch. I'm going to just say that, Mayor Pete. I believe in racism. I believe that there are racist people. I don't know that I believe that tunnels are actually racist. That's
play the clip one more time.
One more time.
If an underpass was constructed such that a bus carrying mostly black and Puerto Rican kids to a beach, or that would have been, in New York, was designed too low for it to pass by, that obviously reflects racism that went into those design choices. I don't think we have anything to lose by confronting that.
There was no bridge that was ever conducted like that. That doesn't exist. So he's using an example that's fantasy world. There's no bridge that was blocking people on a bus to get to the beach. Okay, Jen?
And I would imagine that buses carried black people, white people, any people, because it's a bus. It's a public
to the beach.
Transportation, in any case. So I've always, for a long time, ever since I saw Mayor Pete, the one moment I actually liked Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota.
I've never liked her. I don't
there
know
was one you. Moment, and it only lasted 20 seconds, when she yelled at Mayor Pete for being kind of like a know-it-all. He's kind of like the male version of what kids would call a Karen. You know what I mean? He's kind of like the uppity white guy, sort of. And So Senator Klobuchar was on stage with him during the Democrat primary, and she said, okay for you, Pete. She did something along those lines to try to shut him down because he was trying to preach to everybody about things. Here's why. My evidence that I will bring to you, and this is just off the top of my head. There's no research that has gone into this. But if you think that Mayor Pete is a good Secretary of Transportation, let me present you with this. Before he even got the job, they used to call him Mayor Pothole in South Bend, Indiana. That was his nickname because South Bend was destroyed with potholes. He also has behind him the problems going on with Boeing, where like doors are popping out, bolts are falling off, windshields are falling in. Of course, we've got the train crash. There's been a few of them, but most notably the one in East Palestine, Ohio, which was a very slow response time. The people there are still kind of afraid and have zero property value. You've got bridge collapses like the one we just saw in Baltimore. You had our LA ports that were totally congested, which not only destroyed the port, but also destroyed the supply chain, which made us pay a lot of money for a lot of things we didn't need to and made us had shortage supplies of things like toilet paper. That was a problem. Don't forget, there was the airline grounding. Remember, because the airline's computers were hacked, it was the first time since 9/11 that there was a flight hold in the United States. There's the gas prices, the not going in, the regulations with the truckers going in and out depending on the state you're in, and of course the quality of the federal highways. Hello?
Did you mention the bicycle and the SUV getting out and pedaling to work?
And he's a liar. Not only is he bad, but he's a – how about that for a list? That literally was just in my head. I haven't even done any research.
Can you do me a favor?
Tell me. You want me to put that in an email?
List?
What?
Can you email me that list?
Because you're going to do that tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great list. I know. I'm real good. All right, 855-785-8255. As we continue, Gavin Newsom is out and about celebrating his successes from Prop 1 as fast food restaurants prepare to start paying their employees $20 an hour. The details as your Wednesday Morning Answer continues.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.